One of the things that's very geschmack is to dispel ancient myths. In other words, you break certain concepts that people have in their heads, and that 90% or more of people think a certain way, and you show them that it's basic amaratzis, it's basic lack of knowledge that's perpetuated, that continues from generation to generation. I'm going to tell you a story. Last Nissan, I sent out an article basically describing our minig that we say even if someone is a Kohen or a Levi, they say the Yehiratzin, when we say the Nekarbonis of the Nesiim in Chodesh Nissan, so we say that even if my Neshama, even if we're from Shevet Reuven, whatever it is, right? So even a Levi who seems to know for sure his Yichus, so the minig of Chabad is that we still say the Hiratzin, and the explanation is because Neshama is Harshayich to Ibor, but now we're not going to get into what that means. But the point is that everyone, being that we don't know which Shevet we're from, we say the Nasi every single day. So I get a sharp response from somebody, and the person says, I don't b'chlal understand what you're writing, because it's clear that we're not from Reuven, Shimon, because we're only from Yehuda, Binyamin, or Shevet Levi. So it's not even Shaykh that our Neshamis are from any other Shevet. So why, Bechlal, are we saying these things? So I wrote this person back a history. I said that your question is a common question, but it's Amaratzis from beginning to end. And unfortunately, many of us have the same idea that anyone that exists in Klal Yisrael today are from Yehuda, Binyamin, or Shevet Levi. And Amir Tashem, the next two shiurim, we are going to be dispelling that myth. Because right now, where we're holding in our story is that all of Klal Yisrael has been, the ten Shvatim have been exiled either over three periods or four periods. And now, seemingly, all that's left in Eretz Yisrael would be Yehuda Binyamin and Shevet Levi. But we're soon going to see that that's far from the truth, far from the case. I made a copy. You have in front of you different psukim and a Gemara in Megillah. We're going to start today with the first two psukim. You'll save the sheet for the Gemara, which is going to be learned tomorrow and the next year. It's also important to keep in mind the previous sheet that you have with the different kings, the dates that they were king, and if they were king from Malchus Yehuda or Malchus Yisrael. If you look on that page, you have the fifth king of Malchus Yehuda. You have David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. Then you have the famous Rechavam, where there it splits. Then two kings later, you have the king Asa. You see, he ruled in the years 908 or 8 to 867 BCE. In other words, you know, whatever. So these are the years that Asa was the king. Now, Asa was a very good person. Like we said, there were certain kings that they were more tzaddikim, certain kings which were less righteous. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Perek Yudalit, tells us, Vayas Asa HaToiva Yoshar Be'eni Hashem Eleikov, that Asa did the right thing. He was a Yid that tried to live up to the standards of Malchus Beis David, and he tried to do the right thing. And he goes around and abolishes any type of Avodah Zorah that was under his jurisdiction. He obviously cannot interfere with Malchus Yisrael, but at least in his territory, he abolishes any Avodah Zorah as much as he can. And the Torah tells us that there was a king, and his name was Zerach HaKushi. I guess he came from Kush, the king Zerach HaKushi. And this king decides to mount a campaign against Asa. And he was a king with a large army, and Asa is very, very nervous. And Asa says, Ein imcha lazer beinav lein koyach, he davens to the Eibishter, that the Eibishter should save him. And Hashem makes a big nes, vayigoyf Hashem es hakushim, that the Eibishter makes a big plague, and pretty much the Eibishter throws out these kushim, and they all run away, and Asa's men, his army, chases these kushim, and they push it, destroy all these goyim. And the Eibishter gives nevuah to a yid whose name was Azaryahu ben Oded. And he basically tells Asa in nevuah that you have a deal with the Eibishter. As long as you're with him, the Eibishter is with you. If you actually reach out to him, like Melech Basoda, the Eibishter is with you. You have the Eibishter. He really cares about you. However, but the moment you veer off from connecting with the Eibishter, he's no longer going to care about you, and he's going to leave you as well. So Asa tries to really work hard, and he hears what the Eibishter tells him through the Navi, and the Pasuk says that he works really hard. Vayaver Ashikutzim Mikol Eretz Yehudu Vinyamin. Any land that he conquered, he makes sure that all the Avodah Zarah is out. He really, really is trying to live to the standards and to have the Eibishter with him. Now here we're holding the Pasuk, the first Pasuk that you have. In other words, listen, think about what's going on over here. You have Malchus Yehuda is getting clean, spiritually wise, right? They have King Asa wiping away the Avodah Zarah. And you have Malchus Yisrael that's getting deeper and deeper into Avodah Zarah. Because you had Yeravam that set up all these temples, right? And his kids and the people that came afterwards were just as evil. Now, doesn't it make sense that there were not at least a few frum families that would say, no, we're not ready for this, we didn't sign up for Avodah Zarah? It seems what, everyone just stayed with their tribe, Malchus Yehud and Malchus Yisrael. So look at the Pasuk, Divri Ayomim Beis, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Tes. The first Pasuk on your page. The Pasuk says, Vayik Boitzes Kol Yehudu Vinyamin, all the Yidden, and from Yehuda and Binyamin, they gathered, Vagorim Imohem, and those that were living with them, Me Ephraim Umenashe Umishimen, that there were groups of families from Ephraim, Menashe, and Shimon, that they weren't so thrilled with where Malchus Yisrael was going. And already early in the leadership of Malchus Yehuda and Yisrael, we're talking about years before any of the Yidden were sent into Golos. The Yidden are not going to go, the first Yidden go into Golos 150 years later. But already from the very beginning, there were certain groups of Menashe, Ephraim, and Shimon that integrated with Malchus Yehuda, that they didn't want to have anything to do with Avodah Zarah of Malchus Yisrael. And they already are been part of Malchus Yehuda. Why? Ki naflu alav miYisrael l'roi b'roiskim ki Hashem alei kav imoy. He was a spiritual magnet. Everyone saw that this King Asa had the Eibishter with him. So anyone that was a little bit spiritual obviously was attracted to Asa. So you had all these families of Shimon, Menashe, and Ephraim that already had been drawn to Asa. This is all the way in the beginning. As well, the next pasuk is Divrei Hayomim Lamed Perek Yudches. Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudches. Over there, we're already long into Golos, and we're already holding in the leadership of Chizkiyahu. And Chizkiyahu, this is already by now, most the Yidden of the Aseres HaShvatim have been, exiled. And the Torah tells us that King Chizkiyahu decides that it's time now that the roads have been opened to Yerushalayim, he's going to invite everyone to be Oyle Regel, because for generations now, so many Yidden have not been Oyle Regel. So now he's going to invite not just the people under him, he's going to send letters to all the different Yidden that there are to come celebrate. And the Torah tells us, that he sends letters and he begs them, don't follow the ways of your parents, that they didn't come to be Oyle Regel. Please come to do the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash. And the Eibusher wants you, Kichanun v'rachum Hashem aleikeichem v'lo yosir ponim ikemim teshuv eilav. If you just return to him, already the Eibusher is going to care about you. And look what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk tells us that the messengers went out all over, and most of the Yidden of the Aseres HaShvatim that were still there, they laughed at him. Ach anoshim me'osher menashe mizvulun nichnu v'yavoy l'Yerushalayim. Certain families of Osher, Menashe, and Zvulun, they did come, they did take Chizkiyah's invitation, and they did do tshuva and come to Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk tells us, there you have it, Pasuk Yudches, Ki marbi sa'am rabes mefraim u'menashe yisachul ezulun lo yitaru. Unfortunately, a lot of people came from Ephraim, Menashe, Yisachar, and Zvulun, but the only thing is, they were not tohar. And he had to daven for them that the Eibusher should forgive them that they brought the carbon without being tohar. Because they were so not used to the whole idea of Oyle Regel, they had no idea the whole process. You have to be tar and everything that goes along with it. But the point is, we see that Chizkiyahu already is attracting people from the Shvatim as they're being exiled. Obviously, they weren't able to get every single Yid. So there were Yidden that had gone, you know, other places. And yet, in the time of Chizkiyahu, already we see that people from Ephraim, Menashe, Yisachar, and Zvulun, they already had joined now with Malchus Yehuda. They already had gone in the territory of Malchus Yehuda. But these were a few families here and there. At a certain point, a little later in history, there is a big return to Yerushalayim, and that we're going to talk about, Amir Tashem, in the next shir.